Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charges against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our scripture lesson comes from Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. God's children must learn to combine their works with hope. God can delay results and sometimes deems it fitting to do so. If God keeps you in suspense for a time and lets you work in the sweat of your brow without immediate results, do not straightway conclude that your work has been in vain. You must be wise, learn to recognize your God, and know how to put your trust in him. In the end, he will make his presence felt for you and give you more than you need. If God keeps you in suspense for a time, say to yourself, St. Peter was also kept in suspense for a time and later endowed with rich gifts. So entrust the matter to his good and gracious will and do not lose hope, and your works will become golden and acceptable to him. Hope waits patiently and perseveres when God delays his help and does not intervene as soon as we would prefer it. He has to make additional contributions here and hang some costly stones on your works to make them important. The most precious stone is faith. But the work of unbelievers are straw. They are not built on faith. Let us pray. Your promises and assurance to us, Heavenly Father, are always sure and certain. May we always work in the certain hope that when it is best for us, you will help us and bestow rich blessings on us in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.